right, so we're 2 weeks in now to the spooky month. But I gotta know, what's your favorite fall time treat? Now, it could be Halloween candy. You could just say, I just want to eat Reese's. You know, pumpkin Reese's, you know, this whole season. That's fine. But let's expand a little bit.
So my favorite... First.
No, Tim. You're going to steal it.
No, I want to steal it. It's mine.
Tim has claimed he's going to steal everyone's, like...
Yeah.
My favorite...
Bastard monster.
My favorite fall treat harkens back to my childhood when I would visit my friend's house.
John has left.
It's a little dish that I like to call apple goody.
We're good.
Okay. Oh, we're good. Oh. It's not apple goody. Okay, oh, I thought.
He didn't.
Don't get me wrong, apple goody's up there, but I was thinking more along the lines of something you, like a treat you buy and eat.
I was thinking home cooked. I mean, apple goody's definitely
apple
top
goody's
five.
Apple goody's a go.
All right, explain apple goody. Yeah, what's that?
It's like apples and stuff. I was so young, I don't even know what's in it. It was just delicious, and if I smelt it again, I would know it.
So you've told us this is one of your top five, but you can't explain what it is.
See, that's the thing about childhood memories.
It's basically an apple crumble in a tin. You layer the apples, cinnamon. It's basically an apple pie, just without the crust. It's more of a crumble.
Okay.
Instead.
Okay. Got it.
It's amazing.
That does sound really good. Yeah.
Like it's so good.
Mine was going to be something. So this is something that we got at the Grimblin house. You know, whenever the second fall hits, there's at least two boxes in the snack drawer. I guess it's Little Debbie that makes them. It's those pumpkin cookies that look like jack-o'-lanterns.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, yes. Yep.
Dude, I could eat about 50 of those and die happy.
Yes, yes.
I have no idea about these. They're not ringing any bells.
Yeah, we had apparently different childhoods, even though we practically lived together.
I know what you're talking about. I'm trying to remember. Is it basically like a Halloween zebra cake, essentially?
No, it's a it's like a gingerbread cookie, but soft. Mm. And in the center of it is this pumpkin, like, I guess, jelly. And it's got a jack-o'-lantern face. Yeah, Tim's getting it now.
Yeah.
They are absurdly delicious.
Yeah, no, those are good, yeah.
I remember the goddamn year that they made them smaller. Because they used to give you this big cookie, and then they made them smaller. I felt betrayed.
What are these? Cookies for ants?
Take a box, throw them down. This is garbage! I skulked to my library and brewed.
I mean, I feel like as a bunch of millennials, we're like the last generation that remembers like big candy all the time.
I know, right?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, do Gen Zers
eat candy like
we're
too young
to remember when like candy was real sized?
I remember when the Big Mac was big.
I don't often see like king sized like things anymore. It's usually just like fun packs, or they usually come in like the Reese's will come in like the really big bags, you know, like individually wrapped ones. But the novelty of having the massively sized candy bars.
I think it will kind of exchange that. Is I've noticed at grocery stores, like, instead of buying like a pack, like you can get peanut M&Ms, but you got now share size, which is like the king size. Variation.
So
I think they're doing stuff like that to avoid, I don't know, whatever.
I think we should cancel fair size.
I mean, I think that's only for like Skittles and M&Ms and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's true. I haven't really seen anything like king size, like Reese's, which is just means they put two more in there, you know?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you can still get like a king size Twix.
No, I know you can. I'm just saying. Like, I remember this being advertised.
I haven't really seen
it. Like,
yeah, I haven't seen it advertised as much.
Yeah. Hmm.
But for fall, though, I prefer apples overall else. But I used to do, and I haven't done in a while, but just good old apple pie with crumble on top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's like one of my favorite treats because like candy, it's like too sweet for me. Most of the time, and it's just like kind of like after a while once you have like real chocolate and stuff and try to eat other stuff, you're just like, eh, this is, it tastes really artificial half the time.
Yeah.
So, but like anything with the cinnamon, sugar mixed with apple that's cooked in the oven with like breading and like other things added in, just
like
so
cobbler. Like cobbler. Yeah, cobbler in a Dutch oven.
Yes. I was going to say a cobbler with like the vanilla so ice cream on top.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
It
sounds like to me we're all members of the cult of the apple goody.
is this an actual cult? I will join it.
I knew it.
Apple cobbler was like the staple of being like a Boy Scout in the winter. Get the Dutch oven. One of the Scout Masters makes an apple cobbler and digs a little pit and cooks it with coals from the fire. And then you just eat it in darkness and just burn the shit out of your mouth.
Yeah. But it burns so good. Warm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So.
And I'll say it right here. Apple cider over pumpkin spice any day.
God bless.
This
man knows what he's talking about.
I love pumpkin spice. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's good. But, man, a good apple cider has just, like, it's spiced and everything. Cider. Oh, man. Yeah, hot spiced apple cider is just so good.
I don't understand.
Like, when I was in...
I don't understand how we're comparing apple cider and coffee. Or is this like, are there other pumpkin spice things we care about?
I just don't care about pumpkin spice. Like every time it's like, oh, it's pumpkin spice lattes and shit like that. It's just like, it just tastes disgusting to me. But like a hot apple cider, like mixed in, like you can do that with coffee too, but.
Oh, I'm totally a basic
white
girl.
I've never been a big fan of it.
I'm totally a basic white girl because I'm big on pumpkin spice.
I'm not
cold
a basic
brew.
Bitch.
That's what I'm saying. I love it. It's just that. I also haven't had like coffee for like 2 weeks. So.
I'm not throwing any hate. I've just never had anything pumpkin spice I've particularly liked myself. Nothing against it. It's just me.
Well, once again, all of you are wrong because.
I swear, guys.
What's better
heaps.
Than pumpkin?
Candy
cheesecake.
Corn.
Candy corn's good. I'll agree with you there. But pumpkin cheesecake.
Mm.
But what's better than pumpkin cheesecake?
Well, my mother and grandmother would make you a pumpkin pie that would blow your goddamn socks off like they were holding a 12-gauge shotgun.
Still incorrect. Ben and Jerry's pumpkin cheesecake ice cream. It's really good. And it only comes out this time of year.
Pumpkin pie, and Tim probably also knows this, is a sacred Gremlin dessert.
Oh, man. I think Storm Daughters down in Easton makes pumpkin ice cream this time of year. I gotta get some.
Yeah,
we gotta try that.
They make incredible ice
cream. Did we not do this and just go get some pumpkin ice cream?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, sure.
I mean, I'm down.
All right, everyone, we'll be right back.
Yep. See you later.
Tim, start driving.
Yep, you drive.
I'm already out the door. Just
your rig set up.
Yeah. You just pick
How the
whole.
You,
you just
pick
this whole computer
rig
up and just put it in his car.
You know, the funny thing is, like, when you're bringing up pumpkin stuff, it's like my dad used to tell me that his mother used to make like actual pumpkin pie, like. Taking the pumpkin and carving it out and taking the pulp and stuff like that and converting it into the actual pie. He's like, it was good, but god damn, it took forever.
Fun fact, my family actually tried that 1 year and we couldn't tell a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just get canned pumpkin, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like canned pumpkin all the time. Like, I don't have time for this.
You know what's not fine?
Oh man, I didn't get to do mine.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Kel, we're out of time.
You don't matter.
Canned pie.
No, you said candy.
Please proceed.
No, wait, now I want to know.
I said pecan pie.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a great one. Fun fact, my birthday is September 6th, and every year I ask for my mother, she said, please don't bake me a birthday cake, make me a pecan pie.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it pisses my sisters off to no end because like, she just loves cake. And she's like, every time your birthday comes around, it ruins everything because there's no cake. Like, I do it because I hate you.
Also, I
love pecan pie.
Pecan pie is awesome because
it's not about you.
I see like two variants of pecan pie. You got your just basic pecan pie, and then you get like your chocolate chip pecan pie. Mm. And they're both, in my mind, equally good. But like, I don't think one's better than the other. It's just, which one am I in the mood for?
Yeah,
Me, I always go for the plain pecan pie. Yeah. It's sweet enough on its own, yeah. For God's sakes.
Oh, yeah. Plain pecan is so good.
When Hannah worked at Cracker Barrel for a million years, she would come home like once a week with one of those things. Because a lot of times they just handed them out to like employees. They were just like, there you go. And so when we got married, and all of a sudden like she just kept coming home with them like a week after week. I was like, okay, this is getting a little much.
Slightly excessive.
I couldn't complain because it was pie. But I know you guys are going to be complaining here in a minute.
Oh, boy.
Do you guys remember what happened at the end of last episode?
Oh, yeah.
There was a yell or something?
Yeah, so you guys... Tim, let's get some, like, dark, creepy music going. Some, like,
This is Halloween. This.
No. I want something where, like, some, like, far-off intensity. You know what I'm saying? Like,
There's a song on tabletopaudio.com. It's called Battle Requiem. I love the description for it.
Ooh.
War does not determine who is right, only who is left.
Left. Yeah. That quote was going to be used.
Okay. All right. I like that. So you guys were standing on the top deck of the ship, and while the rain was pouring down, and you guys said, I don't know what you guys were doing with the bodies, but you guys were cleaning up and setting free all of these prisoners. And all of a sudden, you guys heard a scream. Someone begging for help. What do you guys want to do?
Well, Benson's not going to waste any time.
True.
Benson is going to look and make sure everyone around him looks okay. How's everyone looking?
Still very hurt, actually.
Yeah, I need a look, actually. Because I know I got hit a couple times, but...
Like, just tell me, what's your health at?
I'm at, like, one-third health.
One-third?
Yeah, Kezra needs how you doing? Help. Kezra will need it over me, at least. I'm actually not bad.
I have Lay on Hands, and since it's been 10 minutes since the last fight ended, Jake, would I have that back?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, you would have that
back.
Do
you want that, Kelly? I could also just use the healing gloves.
Let me do my Elixir Life and see how that does me. I mean, yes, give me Lay on Hands. I'll need both.
Alright, take 30 hit points.
Have you guys burned through all your potions yet, too?
I've got one potion left.
I got one potion left on me.
Okay.
I'd rather not use it right now.
So you did really good on that roll.
Nice.
Really good.
So for this next encounter, I will have one Lay on Hands in the chamber, and that's it.
I have none.
You didn't get a focus point back?
I already used it to heal myself because I was down a lot.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that you got kind of sandwiched badly.
Yeah,
I have one focus point. I'm pretty down on spells. I can probably manage because I still have the staff. And I guess I got a couple other random.
I mean, that sucks, but it doesn't sound like we really have a choice here.
Yeah, I know. I'm not like... proposing we just take a nap for all night.
Let's go back to the cave. Let's take a 2-hour sleep under the tree. It'd be fun.
Well, you guys are in an interesting situation because right now you know that you are in control of their ship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what's your sort of like plan of action? Obviously you could just like march up there and do that, but you guys are in a tough spot and you have no idea what's over there.
I say we pull up the gangplank, so the only way on is climbing on. Elf can easily climb on and off, but I say we slow down their escape if they try one.
But the issue being is if there's people still in the town and they're just going to start killing people, which it sounds like what kind of happened. I don't know, Jake, can I determine if that was a scream of death or a scream of pain?
Well, make me a... if you want to make a perception check or if you want to make me an underworld check, you can make either one to sort of, like, determine the situation.
Maybe they were just really excited and happy.
Right, that's the sign of happiness.
Was it a happy scream or a bad scream?
Was it
like they just got, was it pumpkin cheesecake ice cream or did they just suffer?
I would scream for that.
Oh, woo! Okay, natural 18, so 30.
30. Jeez. Is this on perception or is this on the...
Underworld.
Underworld.
31, actually, Underworld.
So, you know, in particular, when it comes to... Well, not in particular, I shouldn't say that. When it comes to the trading of people, they're extremely... It is extremely unlikely for them to kill their, quote, product.
Right.
So you think, with that... There's a chance that they just might be egging them on, or obviously they're going to beat them and stuff like that. But you're kind of like, I don't think they would be killing people.
Yeah. But I was just thinking, well, they might not even know that we took the ship.
That is very informative and very depressing.
Well, he does that. Can Kezra... Kezra want... Is this thing anchored?
Yeah.
Could Kezra attempt to, like, completely disable or destroy the anchor rising mechanism? Like, basically sabotage
it? I don't see why we need to do that.
Yeah,
we could literally just sit on this ship and wait for them to bring people and just kill them as they come on.
Hmm. Yes.
Oh, yeah, like, what if we hide the... Oh, shit. Well, how many bodies were on the dock.
Yeah, there's a lot.
We know that there are horrible things in the water that eat bodies. So just throw all the slavers over, hope it satiates the wildlife that almost killed us. And
they were destroying the town though, right? I mean, didn't Farmer Genocide want to save a building or something?
That was the boathouse.
It was the boathouse, but you realize that you don't need to do much there.
That boathouse is protected.
Yes. Yeah.
Just take all the bodies to the boathouse.
So, I have a casting of illusory disguise. I could disguise myself as a Scarlet Triad. I could disguise myself. Oh yeah, Scarlet Triad has to be someone generic, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
Be Bold Butcher.
I can't. I wish.
Be Bold Butcher.
Just walk into a room and go, I love it when prey comes to me.
Be like, that's Bold Butcher. That's definitely him.
That's definitely him. He has a catchphrase.
No cap. So I could illusory disguise as a Scarlet Triad member and try to lure people to the boat, or I could use it as a means to get close to someone and then, like, shank them or something.
Yeah, that could work.
Can you use that on other people or just you?
Pretty sure. Let me check.
I think it's just self.
I could make
Elk invisible for 10 minutes.
That's also true.
That's always a pretty good strategy.
I was about to say that'd be like goaded on Elk, but if you just make yourself look like Scarlet Trident Elk next to you, like, good luck for anybody you want to kill.
Oh, no, that's actually really good. Have Elk keep in pace with me. Me is disguised. Like, whoever looks like the biggest, baddest guy, that's who we go after.
you kill the biggest, baddest one, and then they all have to follow you.
All right, so
yeah. That's how it works.
Prison rules.
I'm trying to keep up. So you want to, if you disguise yourself and go in and Elko's invisible, what is the plan exactly?
Find the biggest, baddest. I want to find the biggest, baddest, and then shank him, get a jump on him.
All right, well, what do
you
the
do realize you won't have?
Yeah, what do the non sneaking around people do?
The non sneak around people, I mean, is there like, there's a town? There's probably buildings and rubble.
Yeah, you
find well, like I'm a safe distance, and then
they're probably in raiding groups right now. So you're not going to find just one guy.
Yeah.
This would be excellent for reconnaissance and, like, information gathering. I don't know if you just want to go murk somebody in the middle of five other people.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, how about this? How about Elko's and stealths and kind of does a
reconnaissance.
Yeah.
Mission. I mean, there's a point he's stealthy. Like, he has a plus 20.
If Grimshaw goes with you, that's two eyes.
Yeah.
Two sets of eyes.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, how about we recon first and then kind of go, like, okay, this is what's happening because we don't want to be ambushed again. Like, the deck of the ship. Like, if it's more thugs coming out, like, we're low on everything.
Yeah, so both spells last a long time, so we'd have plenty of time to have you guys sneak around and then
and Benson,
come back and
get Benson
us.
Is still in good enough shape to be a wall, so you still have Benson.
Yeah, of course, but I'm just saying, like, we don't want to jump into a trap.
Yeah.
True.
Yep.
Should my ankle be like, they've taken the boat?
What's my motivation?
You know, you could leave us here and try to get people to help you take back the boat.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And then you kind of follow
them here.
That's
actually...
You kind of follow them here, and we just, like, gang up on them on the plank.
Yes. So it's either, like, no one's going to listen to me, and they're just like, well, just hold up here, like, post up here, and then I just find a way to post up and kind of slip away, or just wait for you guys to come post it up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Elk can go come and go as he pleases.
Yeah, that'll work.
All right.
Dude, if you bring a group, you get them on the dock. Benson then dimension doors to the front of the end of the dock.
Oh, to block them off.
Grimshaw at the back of the dock. Elkwood's with Benson. Kezra's with you. We just make a sandwich of death.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I like it. Okay. All right.
Jake likes it too.
I do. All right. So which one of us do you want to focus on first? Do you want to focus on Grimshaw talking, or do you want to focus on Elkwood doing his sneaking around?
I think Grimshaw would be first, because then Elk would be stealthing. Like,
okay,
he won't be like next to him, but he'll be a decent pace. Like, I mean, he has ranged weapons, so he can just immediately, in case things go sour.
Okay. All right, so you guys cast your spells, and the two of you go marching into town.
Yeah. I'm making myself look bloodied.
And Benson,
it looks like I'm like barely getting away, kind of.
I gotcha. Okay,
Benson and
so...
And last thing, Benson and I are prepared. If they're not back by 10 minutes, we know that something's gone wrong.
Yeah.
And we will leave the ship.
Yeah, that sounds good.
If I'm not back in 10 minutes, just wait longer. So, Tim.
Yes.
You as Grimshaw go walking through, and you're disguised as one of the sneaks or one of the thugs or whatever.
Probably a thug. Yeah, I feel like one of the sneaks. The sneaks, I feel like, would be more likely to get away than a thug.
Okay. All right. So you begin walking into town as one of the sneaks, and at a certain point, so the town's not that big. Remember, it's a few blocks.
Yeah.
And you walk past like one spot, and you can see, or you can hear, hey, come here, come on. And you look, and you see one of the other Scarlet Triad sneaks. Who sees you walking by, and he's sort of like ducked behind in an alleyway, and he's like waving you over. He's like, "Come here, come on."
They've taken the ship. We need backup.
I know. And he's like, "Shh." And he's waving you over.
Okay. Can I do a perception on his motivation?
Yes, and I would like you to roll deception as well as you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, first, the perception. My perception's terrible. But my roll is good, so 30 for perception.
30, so yeah, so, okay.
And
well,
Tim,
let's see how your deception goes first. But
how my deception
goes. You get a plus 4 on your deception against people trying to see through your disguise, just FYI.
Yes. Oh boy, I got a 24, but that is a natural one.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so As you begin walking over, he like I said, he waves you close, and he's like, come here, and he's like, shh, come here, and he's like, he like waves you over, and then he sees that you're like bloodied, but you're not like limping or anything, and so all of a sudden he like puts his hand up, he like puts his hand on his sword, and he just like continues, he's like continues to wave you over.
What was my perception though? Did I get any vibes from him?
He genuinely believed you at first. It was just that your perception allowed you to see that he's a little like, what the hell's going on with him right now? Huh. So like now he's suspicious of you.
Yeah.
Lean into the battle fatigue, man. Go crazy.
Yeah. So I think like knowing that he's kind of suspicious of me, I think as I make my way over, I'm going to try to like play it up a little more that I'm hurt, and be like, wait, where are the others?
He sort of like looks back and forth, and he's like, one eye's over there at the smokehouse, but there's another group waiting around.
Should we talk to one eye about taking the ship? They've taken the ship.
No. We're going to wait them out.
Okay. Well, should I? My job was protecting the ship. Where should I go now?
All right, go and roll me deception there.
Okay.
Roll like a god, my man.
Hey, that's more like it. Okay, this I've noticed he's Grimshaw knows he's catching on to him. Grimshaw had a lapse of judgment, but he's back in it with a 41.
There we go. That is yep. That's a double critical. So this sneak, he all of a sudden is the, you start like talking about like your assigned duty, and that clearly clicks because they're a very organized group,
right?
And he's just like, forget the boat now. Who's over there? What's over there?
There's a spellcaster, couple like some sort of champion, a bird. It all happened so fast. I got beat up so badly. The boars are dead. Bull Butcher's dead. The thugs are dead. They're all
dead. Bull Butcher's
dead? He's dead. It's a pile of ash.
Holy shit. He's sort of like panicking right now, realizing that Bull Butcher's dead. Because it was a badass demon, and now he's just like, holy crap.
I'm telling you, it's bad. It's bad.
Well, we got plenty of food in the smokehouse, so we're just gonna wait these motherfuckers out.
What do you mean, wait them out?
They've only got half of the slaves. We have the other half. They're gonna have to come to us.
I see. Okay, but the fact still remains. Where am I posting up? Am I going with one eye? Am I going with that other group?
You know what? Go to one eye. You tell him. I'll keep an eye and see if any of them come out.
Yeah, right. we're getting deep into this now.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. All right, he's gonna go off to the smokehouse.
Oakwood.
Yeah.
You are stealthing about.
Oh yeah.
Invisibly.
Invisibly, yes, I'm aware.
Yes. Okay.
Also, it's raining and it's muddy, so it's like there's not even like a sound element necessarily. Yeah. So go ahead and make me a perception check as you are. Well, stealth check first, but then a perception check afterwards.
Stealth.
The stealth is hilarious, but still.
30.
Yep, fine. Okay, so go make me a perception check as you're sort of skulking about.
Oh, nice. 34.
You can see that there are footprints in the mud. It looks like a lot of them have raided and burned or broken down and like demolished like some of these buildings, like trying to get in, like broken in the doors and broken in the windows, probably threw a torch into one. Luckily the rain has like settled a lot of the fires that they tried to start, but you do find a raiding party that is currently going through. They're kind of going up and down blocks, and you can see one of them appears to be a raiding party going through a sizable house here. You see in this party one thug, two sneaks, and a blood boar with them.
Okay.
And so, you can see him just like rummaging through stuff. They, you know, that as you're sort of like tiptoeing around, you see like a chest fly out the door.
Yeah.
And then you see like one of the guys comes out and trying to like break the lock on it.
Yeah. Is the terrain, so the terrain is kind of like more rubble, I guess, at this point?
Partially, yeah. So some of the places have been kind of raided and broken, but a lot of it looks to be like they were trying to just like burn places down.
Oh, crap. That's still quite a bit. So it's 3-4 enemies right there. Okay, but they're just patrolling right now, constantly just trying to go in and out. Yeah, that's something like, and he's keeping an eye on Grimshaw as well, like, and watching this kind of go down, going like, oh boy, all right, we're in deep. Is there a way he can get like a higher vantage point so he can like climb?
Yeah, go ahead and climb it. It'll be a little bit more difficult since it's all raining and stuff, but...
Yeah, athletics is better now.
I can climb.
I can climb now. Yeah, shit. That's a 28.
You're able to get up some of the scaffolding on one of the buildings and be able to get up high.
Yeah, trying to get a vantage point. And from the vantage point that I'm at, can I see the boat?
So for the vantage point that you're at, you can see the boat. You can also see the center of town. And so you could actually see sort of like two blocks away, it looks like the smokehouse. It's a central building. And you can see on the roof of it, it looks like a guy walking back and forth. You don't have like binoculars to see him, but you can see some guy who appears to just be pacing back and forth on top of the central building in the town.
And he's on the roof?
He's on the roof, yes.
How far away?
You could not take a shot with your longbow.
Damn. Are you sure?
Yes.
You said it's a couple blocks. Let's look at the distance of a couple blocks.
I have hunt prey. It doubles my range and
crossbow. Oh, oh, longbow?
Yes. Man, maybe you could. Well, here's the thing, too. Do you want to do that and break your invisibility as well?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
No, of course not. But okay. At the same time, I was just like, yeah, I could probably hit him.
You look at it and you're like, I feel like I could hit that.
Yeah, yeah.
I could hit him. Crap. Yeah. Like, so he's getting a vantage point of all this shit, and it's not good. We've been through a lot, killing Bull Butcher, all them, that four thugs in the base of the ship. And now there's more.
Yeah, you realize that there's still another raiding party out there, so.
Yeah. So the raiding party, was that sneak part of it? That one that Grimshaw was talking to, or was that sneak just guy by himself?
What sneak? You wouldn't know that one.
That's true. I guess not. I mean, I was lingering behind Grimshaw, so.
You're not sure, but you know that there is a group. So doing a full frontal attack would definitely bring them into it. You believe?
Yeah, because the issue is now: do I go back to the ship and relay all this information and leave Grimshaw by himself? What does Grimshaw think about
that? Grimshaw's going to One Eye to get his assignment, which I'm hoping is the raiding party.
Okay. Okay, so if you can stick
around just for my assignment, then you can figure out where I'm going, and then that can help us determine what we're going to hit first.
Yeah. And if you royally fuck up, then I can create a distraction.
Right.
So, okay, yeah, he will kind of stay on the rooftops and stealth. And as he's stealthing, he is making sure it's
What is the category for this? Making sure there's no magical traps and other things.
Just like around town and stuff.
Well, no, I meant like my stealth allows me to. Oh, what's this? Avoid notice against taking precaution against special senses and stuff.
Oh, so, I got you. So like if something gets scent or something like that. So I'll say that with the rain and stuff like that, things like scent are gonna be kind of useless anyway.
Okay, but that's what I'm just saying. Like he'll be like up there watching Grimshaw, kind of walking down the street.
Okay. Like, all right. So Grimshaw, you disguised as one of the sneaks, begins walking into the center of town. Let me go ahead and bring you over to the map.
Making your way downtown.
I mean, this is how I built this character, but this is stressful.
Yeah, it is.
This is so freaking stressful.
Love a good See, yeah, the, you... Yeah. It's so funny, because, like, in the 5e game that John and I are in, I play a rogue, and this is, like, his shit. So, like, I just have the, like, tenacity to just be a sneaky little bastard.
Yeah, the confidence you can put forward as a rogue, it's like, yeah, no one's gonna see me. And most of the time, you're right.
Yeah.
But when it happens, you're like, oh.
When it happens, I go invisible, because that's what I can do in 5e.
Oh. Yeah, that's cool.
Anyway.
You just need a wand of invisibility with this game.
Yeah. Alright, so you start walking up to the center building, and you can see on the side of the building is a sign that says the Nine Shields Smokehouse. So it would appear that the buildings near the smokehouse at the center of town have all been looted. Broken glass, torn drapes, and busted furniture litter the streets. You can see that it appears that they started here and sort of kind of built outward. So as you begin walking forward, go ahead and make me a deception check.
All right, this dice has been incredibly hot and incredibly cold, so let's see what we get. 27.
So as you begin walking up, a man who looks like this.
Ooh.
Looks like a respectable gentleman.
Like, he lives up to his name of having one eye.
It looks like, yeah, he's gay.
Honestly the biggest shock is that he actually only has one eye.
A lot of one-eyed people in this game.
Yeah, bull butcher, no bulls around.
Not a single one.
That's why he deserved to die.
And was he even a butcher? No, he was a slaver.
Let me see your butcher's license, sir.
He didn't even have an axe or a cleaver.
Yeah, he should have been at the smokehouse.
So this guy with his one eye sort of steps over, and you can see his large, intimidating frame. He looks like a Paul Bunyan looking guy.
Yeah,
big brown beard. His hair is pulled back. He's got a chain shirt on. Obviously, he has like the leather pauldron with the Scarlet Triad symbol on it, and he has quite a few manacles on his side.
Yeah,
and he has just a massive club over his shoulder.
Just for some context, who is the actor who played Dalvos? Or not? Is it Dalvos?
From
Game of Thrones. Yeah.
I can picture the actor, but yeah.
The guy who had like the tips of his fingers cut off.
Liam Cunningham.
Oh, Liam Cunningham. Yeah.
This is a buff Liam Cunningham.
This is Liam Cunningham. If he was a jerk, if Liam Cunningham was just an absolute asshole, this is who he would be. Yeah. So this guy walks over and he sort of looks down and he kind of tilts his head a bit. And he goes, he's just staring at you, and he goes, "Report.
They've taken the ship. They're all dead. Bull Butcher's dead. The thugs are dead. I was the last one to escape. I was told to come back here for reassignment. Should we take it? Should we take the boat again?"
So he sort of squats down and he's looking at you from the roof. And he goes, "You killed my demon."
No, I didn't kill him. This is a band of ruffians. I don't know. There's a some sort of paladin, some ranger, the bird.
Oh my god. Commit. Just commit.
He goes, right. And he puts his fingers in into his mouth and he whistles.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
He knows all his men.
Men do not come running, in fact. What does happen is you start to hear two sets of wings.
No, God, not another one. No.
As what appears to be a very familiar flame drake. Come out from one of the ruined buildings.
E2 flame drake.
E2 flame drake. But there's a second one that comes out from one of the other buildings as well.
This is so fucking bad.
And they fly up into the air, and he points down, and you realize that he is sicking his flame drakes on you. I would like you, he, and the flame drakes all roll initiative, their tempo.
Oh my gosh.
But Jake, I'm on the rooftops too.
You see two drakes fly up, Elkwood.
Like, well, shit.
Now, from
well, that's the
book, do we see flame drakes appear on some roofs?
Maybe perception checks. Because, like I said, it's raining, it's storming, and stuff like that.
Perception
so
check.
Vision is not great, but possible, of course.
25.
I got a 15 on the die. Where is my 30. Perception? 15 on the die, 28.
Ooh.
28,
okay.
You guys hear...
Okay,
what?
Hold up.
What? What?
A quick timeout.
Okay.
All right? I'm doing the impersonate action, okay?
Okay.
Creatures have a chance to detect your deception only if they use the seek action to attempt perception checks against your deception DC.
Alright, so he needs to make a perception check
against
your... It
says, if you attempt to directly interact with someone while disguised, the GM rolls a secret deception check for you against that creature's perception DC instead. So I am rolling against their perception DC, and if they are seeking, they are rolling perception against my deception DC.
Also...
is, if we go with my role, which is me deceiving against their perception DC, uh-huh. I did not beat their perception DC.
Also, Grimshaw could have easily looked like one of the members of the crew we killed.
Well, I can't impersonate a specific individual.
Oh, never mind.
It's not a high enough level to do that.
Yeah. So you would be going. Okay, so you're still going against his perception DC then.
Yes. So, okay.
And your number was a what?
Was a 27.
That is still a fail.
Okay, I was just checking.
Damn.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So.
Just checking.
Yeah. No. I appreciate it. So let's go ahead and get an encounter going. Mind you, this will only be.
I rolled so bad. I rolled a 4.
That was incredibly bad. Yeah, I was. I felt bad. I was like, ugh. All right. So this is only going to be the four of them right now.
Yeah.
The old one eye obviously isn't going to do much up here, but so it's mostly the flame drakes. But I'm rolling him in anyway. Grimshaw, I will allow you. I'll allow you to come in round two to see what you want to try to do.
Screen.
In Elkwood?
Elkwood, you will be able to come in the second round after you see what's happening here. So let me go ahead and roll for the flame drakes. And then I will roll for old one eye. Grimshaw, what did you get?
Deciding if I want to destabilize my timeline or if I just want to roll.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a coin flip. Shit.
I'm going to gamble. I'm going to destabilize my timeline.
All right.
That's a face.
No. Oh, that's a face.
Fail. That's a fail.
So what's your total?
I got a 20.
So a 20. Okay. Surprisingly, you actually go before the flame drakes. So.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so let's go ahead. So you see these two flame drakes shoot up into the air. I will go ahead and reveal them on the map for you.
Well, they can't hit as hard as Bull Butcher.
That's true. All right, so Grimshaw, it is your turn. You see these two flame drakes shoot up into the air, and they land on some of the nearby roofs.
Well, I got three actions, so I can move 60 feet.
What are you going to do with those 60 feet?
I feel like I'd move back to the... How far away is the ship, approximately?
I would say that's about 5 minutes, yeah. Yeah.
That's a 5 minute walk. It's not a 5 minute run.
Oh yeah, if you just book it, yeah, you can definitely, yeah. Yeah, you were running into town. Yeah. That'd be far too obvious.
Right.
You run into town the moment you see somebody, you stop and act injured.
Oh, gosh. This is just so bad. I don't have my cloak, so I don't have my bonus speed. I mean, this is a big gamble. So, I feel like I'm just going to run away. Run 60 feet back in the direction of the boat.
All right.
It's just I can't take two flame drakes. Like, they would literally kill me.
Yeah, no, that's completely reasonable.
Yeah, no, that's completely reasonable. So what I'm going to do here is during the flame drake's turn, they're going to do...
I said they can fly.
Yes, because they can fly, this is an issue. Yes.
He can fly, he can fly.
He can fly.
So what they're going to do is they're only going to do one thing here. So they begin flying over you, and they fly about 30 feet above you. And so one of them flies first, and the other one goes shortly behind. And they sort of do a airstrike on you. As you hear these things and you look back, you see they open up their mouth, and a small red bead comes shooting out.
Oh, they know fireball.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
This is really so, fucking bad.
This is in fact called fireball breath. Flame Drake expels a ball of flame to a range of 180 feet. You would know that anyway. Go ahead and make me a basic reflex save there.
Oh boy!
Come on, plate mail. You can do it.
Nat 20, baby.
There we go.
Hey, all right, go.
I wish I would have had that for the deception check, but you know.
You managed to turn the corner really quickly, and the flames just sort of like wash over a building as you manage to get on the other side of it. And after that flame drake makes a U-turn and goes right back. And then the second one flies over and tries to do the same thing. So go ahead and make me another basic reflex save.
Alright. Nat 20.
You are joking.
Nat, there's no fucking 20. Way.
Hey, he's been rolling Milani like
wants Grimshaw to win, to live.
Oh, is Grimshaw the real break so dancer of this campaign?
You know what? Buy a lottery ticket right now.
Drive up to the gas station. Buy a lottery ticket right now.
Buy some scratchers.
That is so okay. Fucking insane.
So it's like there's a god flame on his side. All right. The flame drakes drop fireballs on you and make a U-turn to go back to their original positions next to old One Eye.
Oh my gosh.
And you manage to barely get by. You duck in, you bob and weave in between buildings, and you come out and you look behind you and you see that they're not chasing you anymore.
Whoa.
And you just hear... Try it again.
All right, try it again. Just go around the corner and go disguise.
I'll limp with the other leg.
Woo-hoo!
I'll never suspect that.
Take in the boat.
You won't believe it. They took a boat.
This and guy I just ran past me.
And I
did you see a guy? He was pretending to be me.
He's dressed just
he's
like
one of them. He took my limp.
That's what I was gonna say. Impersonate that person saying that they impersonated you.
Oh my god. Like, whenever you get back and relay this, Benson wants this motherfucker with one eye's head so bad.
So you managed to get away. Elkwood, what are you doing now that you just saw two flame drakes pretty much airstrike somebody in the street?
Man, who did he airstrike?
They airstrike that poor Scarlet Dragon Sneak.
Damn, I don't know who he is. He is going to document where those... he's going to linger for a moment, and he's going to document where... You said the, like, U-turned?
The U-turned, and then they went back to the guy on the roof.
Oh, yeah. He's just curious if, like, they went back to, like, a hiding in a building or something. So, like, in case, you know, coming back, he'll know where they'll come out.
Yeah, go ahead and roll me perception checks. If you want to do one against one or one against both, it's up to you. But yeah, so they do kind of like disappear from the town skyline, I guess. You know, like the rooftops.
26.
26. Let me go ahead and roll. Go ahead and roll for them.
Because it's like
quick.
I saw them, so I'm like, all
right. Right.
There's two of them here.
Okay. Wow. They rolled really bad. All right. You know exactly what buildings they went into.
Nice. Okay. And with that, he is going to follow this poor sneak that is being chased by fireballs. But yeah, he's going to go along the rooftops. And kind of just trail along.
All right.
Because he's not going to, like, try to start a fucking combat by himself.
just take one shot before you jump off the roof.
Oh, I could. And then just run full speed.
get old one eye and the one eye he's got.
I know. Like, well, that's the thing. Like, if I can see one eye from, like, a distance where I'm close enough to the bed, I'm hunting prey on him. And I can be like, you know what? I'm far enough away. I can snipe him. And you know what, Jake? I will do that.
Oh, you'll do that?
Gosh. All right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. Swing for the fences, my man.
Think I said the airstrike on you.
Whatever.
I was saying, back-to-back nap 20s, that only happens, like, a couple times in a lifetime.
That was incredible, yeah.
Elkwood has evasion. Elkwood's reflex is pretty good.
That's true.
Yeah.
My reflex is plus 20. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All right. So go ahead. 21.
Sorry. Plus 21.
Plus 21. All right. So go ahead and take your shot. I believe that you have because of hunted prey. You don't have any negatives to this.
Yeah. Hunted prey. Okay. So my range would be 200 feet.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. That's perfectly fine then. Yeah. I'll accept that. So go ahead and take a single shot on this guy from 200 feet away.
So like this entire time he hunted prey on him, and he's going back, and he's going to take a two action to hunter's aim this.
Oh.
And then with his final action, he's going to jump off the bed and just keep going. Just to make this guy like, what the fuck?
What the hell was that?
Alright.
It's like the slow-mo in Breath of the Wild when you jump up.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Bullet time.
Oh, fuck yes. 35.
That's a hit. Go ahead and roll for damage.
God damn it. It's a plus 21 to hit.
Oh my gosh.
Nice.
Damage. He's gonna get hit with 21 points of damage.
Wow.
Ugh.
Wow.
So this arrow just kind of fucking comes out of nowhere. It hits him. It has fire and electricity roiling through it. And then he might just see a little shape of like a figure, and then he just jumps off the building.
So fucking badass.
Right. You shoot that and jump off, and but before you land on the ground, you hear, ow, what the hell?
God damn it!
I mean, technically, I could just do that and then do stealth and just hide.
Oh, my God.
Just disappear.
Yeah.
Dude, Elk would be a menace to society in cities.
Yeah.
Just jumping off building to building.
He was.
At this point? Yeah, he will be. Urban warfare, man.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys run back. He does send the drakes, but they don't find you because they don't really care about looking, to be honest with you. They're like, eh, whatever. All right, you guys get back to the ship.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably been 10 minutes. Benson, if you want to pop off a heal on somebody.
Who needs it?
I think Kelly, you probably do, right?
Elk might need it.
I'm at 3/4.
I'm close to full. I hold on to it.
Well, did you already have two, or did you just have one focus point?
I had one in the barrel. If it's been 10 minutes at this point, I have two.
Okay.
I mean, I'd rather I'm just have it for combat.
Sounds good.
Have extra for combat.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and I'm at 3.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Like I'm pretty good, and plus I won't be front line. Right now.
So we get back. Grimshaw's like this. They, I was able to deceive a low ranking. Found out about a patrol group. Found out about this. Looks like the person running the show, One Eye, has got two flame drakes, but he saw right through my disguise. It's only by the grace of Milani that I got out there alive. These drakes, they launched fireballs from their mouths. I don't know how I escaped. I should be dead, but I'm not.
Quick question. Does he say anything about the, you killed my demon?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he did say that.
He very curiously he said, "You killed my demon." So it looks like this one-eyed guy, he's the one who summoned him. So we're dealing with a pretty powerful opponent.
So
I didn't see anyone in immediate danger. I would say if we could wait another 10 minutes so I could heal up. I want to go in. We should go in at our best. I can't afford to slip up. I got lucky back there, but I won't get lucky again.
Well, yes, that's true. I did see. I did see a quite explosion.
I didn't see you there.
Oh, I was here. Yes, I mean, like he was visible Benson at this stabs. Point, but he brings that up to you. He's like, "Oh yes, I saw the patrols that you were discussing. There was a boar." Was it two sneaks and a thug, or was it?
Yes. So you would know with you guys talking that there is, there's a thug, three sneaks, and one of the blood boars.
Hmm. So yes. That gives us two options. We can either sneak in, attack when the patrols are far away, or we can make this a war of attrition, and grind down the men, kill the patrols. And simply march up to him. What do you guys think you want to do?
Well, I agree with that in some ways, Benson, but I did at least figure out where the two drakes are, because they did recoil to two different buildings, so I at least can warn you where they are coming from. But unfortunately, I would say we would be more tactful about this decision.
I see.
Tactful how? I don't see very many options in this situation.
Well, I will go how I was doing before. I'll go back to the roof, and because I did give him a shot right before I jumped off. But I would say out of all of them, those thugs give quite a walloping. So I'm afraid if we just try to go up there with the guards or the groups coming back, then we would be sandwiched in. I think we need to take care of the smaller fry first. Because we can't just simply ignore them or hope that they'll wander off into the different direction of the city, and now they're on alert because they know someone tried to infiltrate.
Or you could be bold, wait for them to be far away, strike at the heart. They'll lose their nerve and run.
Huh? Kaiser, what say you? You've been quiet.
I like the idea of taking out the patrol, but I was also thinking we should try to take out one of the drakes first. We could sneak into the building they're hiding in, take it out before the other ones can help. That's where my...
I'm not good at... I agree with taking out one of the drake. I'm not very stealthy, though. Elkwood, you're pretty stealthy. Kezra, do you sneak in the shadows?
I have one more invisibility. Otherwise, I'm reasonably stealthy. Actually, no, I'm not.
That's no.
You just...
Can you... Can you perhaps take control of one of the drakes? Can you command drakes yet, Kezra?
I can summon them. I don't know if I can... control one.
If only you had a high charisma.
I mean, I could try to turn it to my side. They're stubborn creatures, though.
Well, as things sit now, I am now currently a possible weapon of mass destruction if employed in the right area. So you can set me 100 feet back, and I can immediately be where you need me to be.
If that's the case, then the three of you could quite literally ambush one of the drakes. I could hold off the other one and potentially draw fire from one eye. Looked like he had a pretty sick bow on his back. I could draw fire from the two while you take down the drake. And then if things get dicey, I fall back.
That
fall
sounds
back
dicey.
To the rest of you guys.
Because you have to remember, I can only use this cloak once a day.
I mean, what better use than to get the jump on this drake before it takes to the skies?
I would rather get the jump on one eye.
Yeah, that's true. Because he's up on a rooftop, so...
He's on the rooftop. The drakes, they could literally pick you up and drop you. You'd fall off in the sky and die.
Worse things have tried to pick me up, my friend.
Make sure when you use that cloak, you'd like do it 10 feet off the ground, though, so you plunge attack.
Plunge attack. That's the strongest attack.
All right,
and
so then
don't worry.
What's the...
I never thought of using it any other way.
So is the angle to get a jump on one eye then?
We have to consider priority here. Is the priority destroying the slavers or freeing the slaves?
I didn't see.
I'm for destroying.
Did we see any
slavers?
We can't save them if their captors aren't dead.
Well, that's not true. We have two people who can be incredibly stealthy. Grimshaw, you and I, frontal assault. We could have two people go in and set the slaves free. Again, I'm not saying I'm a genius here. I'm just saying we have options.
But the problem is I didn't see where the people were.
Did I even see anyone when I went up to the tower?
The prisoners?
Yeah.
No, you did not see anybody.
I didn't see anyone. I don't even know where they're keeping them. I didn't hear anyone. I didn't see anyone.
The first man you talked to said you would have the slaves.
Yeah, but I don't know where they're
keeping
them.
So they're somewhere
in
the city.
So maybe they're not being held in the smokehouse.
There's a chance. Kezra. There are other buildings about town.
Kezra.
Yes.
Can you turn yourself invisible?
I can.
Can you burn everything?
No. I am dangerously low on magic.
Fuck.
It's also raining really heavily, so...
Yeah, it's also... Yeah.
You don't... If it's raining, you set the things that aren't getting rained on fire, then it doesn't fucking matter.
The flame drakes are immune to fire, and it's raining, and we don't know the building that the people are being held captive.
It's not about getting the flame drakes hurt, it's about flushing them out, spreading them out. If you defortify them, you can pick them off.
Oh, he's just talking about the destroying the building.
Exactly.
So the drake has to move.
I don't feel like I'm insane here. I feel like this is an actual strategy that might work.
But Jake has said that it's rained enough that nothing's catching at this point. Like, that they said that they were trying to catch the city on fire, and there were just the fire wasn't doing anything after a while.
Yeah. I'll also say the two buildings that you saw the flame drakes go into were stone. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
I also think stealthing will give us enough of a advantage that we might have more time to take down the drake before they can regather. If I started blowing things up, everybody would be alerted.
Yeah.
So we have to look at our actual options here.
One thing I'll say is that the drakes, they don't fight on their own accord. They must be signaled.
I feel like that's probably not true. Like, they're not going to just lay down and die if we fight them.
Oh, no, no, no. But
you
I mean,
you go attack them, they roll over like a dog.
Oh, no.
I'm thinking more in respect to, like, you know, if we could do, like, the gank plus me strolling up and, like, kind of like issuing a challenge to One Eye. Like, if those things can happen.
No disrespect to Grimshaw. I don't... Like, that is so many rounds we have to kill a drake for. This guy has to be an absolute fucking menace. Like,
I mean,
can
I
you
could take cover.
Like, how many
if
rounds
he's on
it
the
take...
tower.
Go ahead.
If he, what's do that?
What? It's just, I don't think we can kill a drake fast enough that this potential absolute bad motherfucker can probably kill you. And I mean that for everyone.
All I'm saying is there were two thugs that took down Kelly's drake. Or Kezra's drake. They took him down in two rounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not as
and
tough.
Those and are drakes. Thugs.
Yep, you're right. I might be wrong.
So, I'm telling you, Elk's a killer. I mean, Kezra,
do you know if the drakes have weakness to certain types of magics? You summon them.
Yes, they're weak. They're weak to cold.
Do you have the ability to cast cold?
I do.
There we go. You come in with a ray of frost. Elkwood comes in, slicing and dicing. You teleport in. I take a little fire. I'll be fine.
This is entirely Benson's inability to put the responsibility of others on someone else. He does not want to let Grimshaw do this. He wants to be the person that faces...
I would not mind having that cloak.
No, you can't. It's literally a family heirloom.
No, I mean the cloak that allows you to teleport.
I thought that was part of the plan.
No, but you're
talking about like not wanting me to take this responsibility.
Look, if you want to tank the drake, go for it. I'll help with the gank.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How does the group feel about that?
I mean,
I'll say like,
okay, yeah, I'm kind of fine with Grimshaw doing his challenge. It's kind of his plan. I think him going through with it. It's fine. I think we will be able to support him.
Yeah, as long as one of the drakes, like, we can distract and stuff like that, even if they start trying to fly away, I mean, I can snipe them.
Mm-hmm.
I think with Grimshaw, I think he's pretty well suited to fighting alone, where Benson is very good at defending people who are close to him with his retributive strike and his shield. So it's like you with us against the drake, I think, gives us the best chance of taking it down quickly. And
okay.
I think Grimshaw's fine on his own.
All right. So as we're making this plan, Benson goes up to Grimshaw, grabs him, both sides of his head, and he looks in his eyes, says, "Don't you dare die. Fight well."
"I don't die. I'm a survivor."
"We all fucking die." And he walks away.
Benson's really becoming like a grizzled war vet.
Yep.
he's on his 10th tour of duty, and he's just like kind of snapping.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You really don't think that he already was when we started this fucking campaign?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he was hanging out in Breach Hill to get away from stuff.
Yeah. Like,
all right. So you guys begin heading toward the Nine Shield Smokehouse in the center of town.
I'm going to say it's been 10 minutes and I'm going to heal myself.
That's fine. I was going to let you take your 10 mini. All right. So let's discuss what happens first. So the Grimstar, you're walking up first.
First, it's like
that wouldn't make any sense. We have to attack the drakes before he starts.
Yeah. It'd have to be like some sort of signal. Like
I would say like Benson would at least ask for a possible moment where he could engage the drake before everyone else, because Benson has to be the one up front here. So start the assault, let Benson get in place, do his thing. The second noise starts happening, Grimshaw runs up for one eye. Like, that just makes the most sense.
Yeah, Elk and Kezra can stealth close to the drake, and you can just teleport in and start smashing him. And then...
Do I have to teleport?
I think you do.
If you want to... Because it's near the top of the building, I think.
The idea is getting right on him. Like, Kezra and Elkwood, they can, like... Elkwood can get close enough to snipe. Kezra, invisible, can get right next to it. And then Benson literally teleporting right next to it. You got to flank right away.
Yeah, but I also want to save that in case I need to save you. God damn it.
Well, I think the nice thing is that since Elk is in at range, he can support Grimshaw if Grimshaw needs help.
Yeah, I can change attention and
We also don't know that Elk can actually hit this guy. We don't know. We don't know how this fight is going to work.
Well, no. Elk has already hit one.
Yeah, already hit him. Technically,
you did, but he's supposedly in a building right now.
Yeah, I mean, let's. Just, I think you know.
If he's in a building, then he can't hit us either.
Sorry, I'm paranoid.
I think the plan is fine. Grimshaw can support whoever needs support, and you and I can take care of a drake pretty easily, even if Grimshaw isn't there. I mean, Elk isn't there. Yeah. They'll be fine.
All right. Sorry. Okay. All right. So let's go to the map. Let's go back to the map. You guys are coming in from the north street here. You guys see where I'm pinging on the map? You guys are coming in from like that northern street. Or that would be the most direct route from the ship. So arrange yourselves however you guys want, and then we will go ahead and roll over like a new initiative.
So I imagined us coming in over. So I have Kezra over to the west, because that was one of the buildings identified. So I figured that we would come in and try to get into the building there. And maybe Elk is up on the building directly next to us, and Grimshaw is approaching from like the northeast.
Yeah.
Okay.
That works.
Okay. And what about Vamir?
Vamir, he will...
He's hanging back. He's not doing anything.
Is he eating all the corpses that are around?
Yes.
I mean, what? It's not suspicious of Vulture eating corpses on a battlefield.
How big is Vermeer? Is he like 6 feet?
He's kind of jacked.
He's medium sized.
He's a medium sized bird.
He's big.
But
he'll be like in a rooftop further away or something like that. I mean, he has 40 feet of movement, like
with
one action. So.
Okay. All right. So, Elkud, you can put yourself on the roof, and then we'll just say that Vimir is just sort of hanging out beyond you, so that way you can like call him in whenever you want. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, just whichever roof you want to be on. Right. Okay, and then put Vemir behind you, and then Grimshaw, you are coming up from the you're coming up from the north, right?
Mm-hmm.
And who is doing their thing first? Would that be Kezra and Benson going to take out the Drake?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, okay. So I imagine Kezra's invisible. He goes up to the door where he knows the Drake's in, and
okay,
he like throws a wait. Yeah, he just like picks up a rock and throws it at Benson to signal.
So Benson, where he is at the back of this or the front of this building, he can see the Drake, right?
Yes. So you see the Drake. It's sort of just like laying there. It's you can tell it's not asleep. It's just sort of like sitting.
So Benson, the plan has been laid out. He spins for a second, turns his back to the Drake, and goes, I don't know what you'd call it, Jake. Would you call it horse dance, where you sidle on down?
Oh, yeah, sort of. Yeah.
So he leans down, and both cloaks, the house black cloak covered it, but in this moment, the cloaks rip apart, and there are two cloaks flowing above Benson as he dimension doors right on top of the Drake as he falls and makes an attack on the Drake.
All right. I would like you to do that next week.
No, I just rolled an attack. Don't make me do this.
Save your number.
Save the rack.
Take a picture.
Save that number
take
for next
a
week.
No, I absolutely into his paper. Going to save that number.
Oh my god.
Oh, save it.
Hey there, friends and family. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. Remember to check out our friends at greenleafgeek.com and make sure to use Dragon Punch Squad at checkout to get 10% off your order on some shiny new math rocks. See you in the next episode.